Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The lead up to Christmas is usually a busy time for Cam and Melissa Booker, who run a large market garden in North Canterbury. Cam was checking on some veggie crops when Cosmo Kentish Barnes popped in to find out how things are going.
We're down in our pea patch in our back paddock here in Sefton.
And between the peas, there's quite a lot of pineapple weed.
Yeah, and it's got a lovely pineapple fragrance on it. Unfortunately, it doesn't taste quite so like pineapple.
Can you just leave it, or do you need to do a bit of weeding here?
Oh, no, we'll probably leave it. Helps keep the dust down and any rain splash that if it rains like it did yesterday, stops all the peas getting covered in dirt.
We had quite a rainstorm yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We were quite lucky and didn't get any hail, unlike some areas, and only end up with about 15 mils of rain, which was probably about perfect, but what we need now is a bit of heat to bring all these peas on in time for Christmas Eve.
Yes, yes. Most plants have got little white flowers on them.
Yeah, those ones will probably quite make it for Christmas, but all the nice flat peas that look like snow peas at the moment should fill out just nicely for a pick your own on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And yeah, we also have dig your own potatoes, all in the same paddock.
Do you provide buckets and spades? How does it work?
No, the customers all bring their own forks and buckets to pick theirs into. And a lot of families now, it's their Christmas Eve tradition to come out here and pick peas and dig their Christmas potatoes.
Do you do that rain or shine?
We do that rain or shine, but we prefer to have shine rather than rain.
Now we're walking down between the peas and it's a really good crop. What's this variety called?
So this is a very old variety called Massey, and it's been around a very long time, and that's pretty much a standard early pea.
Now I'm just leaning down and having a feel. Oh, these feel nice and plump.
Yeah, these are our early varieties, so these are ones that we'll pick this week.
So what is the later pea variety that you've got here?
Okay, yeah, that one there is called Green Feast. It spreads our risk a bit, so you know, some years they can be early, some years they can be late. So by putting a couple of different maturities, we sort of hopefully cover our bases.
But yes.
It doesn't always work.
It's working this year.
It looks like it is, but yeah, as I says, we do need some more heat to bring that one on, which is our main one for the pick your own on Christmas Eve.
Since you've been here, have you noticed that the climate has become more volatile?
It does seem to be, but in saying that, we've always had hot periods, we've had cold periods, we've had wet periods. All I say is it's constantly changing, and I think it always has.
You were hit pretty bad by the strong winds in October. Have you recovered from that yet?
We lost two of the roofs off our greenhouses, and we'd already just lost one roof a month or so before in a southerly blast, so we've now lost three of our six roofs in our greenhouses. The tomatoes on one side of a greenhouse were relatively small plants at the time, took a bit of hammering, and we're sort of starting to see the effect of that now. They're not looking quite as good as the ones on the other side.
Yes. Are you covered by insurance for things like greenhouses?
Unfortunately, no, we're not, as the excess is, for those sort of things is ridiculously high, so we just have to bear the brunt of that.
Here are the spuds.
Yeah, yeah. So the spuds this year, we've got Desiree, the red one, and then we'll have some Anushka, which is a relatively new yellow-fleshed potato, which is very nice as a small new one, and also roast up fantastically.
Normally you'd have Jersey Bennies.
Yeah, no, and we're pretty gutted, but Yeah, a bit of a miscommunication and leaving our run a bit late. We weren't able to get any Jersey Beanie seed this year. It was a bit short.
Oh, well, it's always good to try some different varieties.
Yeah, any new potato is pretty good. And, yeah, Vianushka is very good as an early new season boiling potato.
Yep. And all these spuds are spray-free?
Yeah, they are this year, more by good luck than good management. windows of opportunity for me to get out and spray them at the critical times didn't quite happen. So, yeah, all our potatoes are all spray-free this year.
Now, I can see heaps of other veggies in the distance. What have you got?
So we've got broccoli, cabbages, strawberries, asparagus is now finished for the season. We've also got tomatoes, chilies and capsicums in the greenhouse.
Last time I was here, you had a few workers on board, but now it's just you and Melissa.
Yeah, that's right. So it's just the two of us now. We've cut back some of the crops that we grow and just focused on the more productive and profitable crops.
Mm. And you were doing veggie boxes. Are you still doing that?
No. Unfortunately, we finished doing the boxes up at Christmas last year. Just things, numbers were a bit up and down, which made planning for crop production just too difficult and too much wasted. So, yeah, we've consolidated the business a lot there.
Where is your main market? Who do you sell your produce to?
So we're now just doing three farmers markets. So the Ahoka Farmers Market on Friday and Mount Pleasant Farmers Market and Amberley Farmers Market on Saturdays. And we also sell quite a bit of produce at the gate via an honesty box system.
Mm. Has this sort of work taken a toll on your body?
It definitely has. Picking asparagus this season was pretty rough on my hips, and I'll probably be next year sometime in line for one new hip at least.
We've just come to your strawberry area, which is closer to your packing house. Do you do pick your own strawberries too?
We do occasionally later in the year when our production increases and we've got more strawberries than what we need for the farmers markets. We open it up for a pick your own. It's usually at very short notice and just done on our Facebook page. We create an event. We usually run it for an hour or two, or until they're all picked out. So it's not something you want to be late for, because you will miss out. But yeah, you just need to keep an eye on our growing Facebook page for when that is, but that won't be until next year.
Now, the strawberries aren't looking like they've been affected too much by the heavy rain storm we had yesterday.
No, we were quite lucky. When the rain usually does its most damage when it stays wet for sort of 12 hours or longer. So fortunately the rain was short-lived, so we've got away relatively unscathed on that front.
Yeah, the strawberries are looking great, actually. Lots of red strawberries waiting to be picked.
Yeah, there are, but some of them are only half red. So at a quick glance, it looks like there's a lot more there. But if you look on the other side, a lot of them are just not quite ready, so we need a bit more heat this week. And sun, of course.
Yeah, so these strawberries will be going to your next farmer's market, I guess.
Yeah, so the strawberries that we're picking today will be off to Ahoka on Friday.
Mm. Mm. Excellent. And all in all, are you looking forward to getting to the end of this year? Has it been a tough year for you?
No, it has, and we've had a number of challenges this year, so we're looking forward to starting afresh next year, and the summer brings on the new crops.
How do you take a break over Christmas when the berries and vegetables need to be picked?
Well, fortunately for us, we're usually about Christmas time right in that trough of a wave with our lease production for the year, probably usually is right about Christmas. Mm. Of course, we're never, and I always used to say that strawberries don't know it's Christmas. Mm. But I'm now sort of wondering if they do, and they just want a holiday like all the rest of us. And so that's one time that we do get a break for a week or so. And so, yeah, we'll head up to Kaikoura once we get the family Christmas behind us, and then we'll come back and then full noise straight back into it.
Sefton vegetable and strawberry grower Cam Booker. The Dig Your Own Spuds and Pick Your Own Peas Day he mentioned is being held on Sunday, December the 24th. To find out more, check out the Grown Family Facebook page. You can find a link to it on the Country Life webpage.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.